Paul, you scored a touchdown tonight. What do you make of that game?
Well, we came out right and we came out fast and caught a team on back-to-back and converted some chances. We haven't in the last two, especially finished on a lot of those plays. But real good jump, real good pace, good start, and that was enough to win a game.
Blake kind of alluded to the five goals in the first period as a bit of an anomaly. Is it maybe just a byproduct, though, of a lot of chances and them just not going in?
Maybe just kind of starting to convert on some of those?
Yeah, I mean, that's not the game plan. You know, after we've had some chances in some games, we got a bunch more tonight in the first because we had good jump and finished on them, and that was it. And you know how it goes. You know, Andrew Kopp just gets the puck off his stick real quick. It's not the best chance we've had over the last three games, but it's good because it's quick. And Joel Armia is really just the right idea. It's through a screen, and some of those are going to go in for you, but we've passed up some opportunities to shoot in the past. I think we were a little bit more direct with that offensive idea that it doesn't have to be the best opportunity to score to get behind the goalie.
Before the game, you talked about needing to neutralize their speed. Is the, you know, jumping those passing routes and knocking those pucks down, turning it over, was that basically the game plan as it was supposed to be carried out?
Right. The idea is that, you know, you've got to be above, right? You want to be on the right side of your check, but if you're too much so against a team like Pittsburgh, there's no point. It's better to be on the right side of your check than your wrong side of the check. We'll put that qualifier in, but there's also no point in being 10 feet off your check. Because that room, so you can play a real defensive game against this team, but if you're 10 feet behind them, they're going to do something with that ice. So our gap was nice and tight. We can knock pucks down. It takes a little confidence to do that. You've got it for our defense to do that. They have to have the right forward positioning. But our gap was really good defensively, so we got a chance to knock some pucks down and see the passes develop in front of you because you're in the right place to start.
You've talked in past years about developing your team's identity over the beginning of the season. The way this team has been playing defense, especially the last four games or so, is how far along are you in where you want the identity of this team to be?
We're getting the game in Columbus, actually, 5-on-5, was, and it's on a back-to-back nights, was a pretty solid defensive game. We really didn't give up a whole lot. They had some zone time a couple of times, but we were good there. This one, you know what, I'm not even going to the game at 5-0 becomes a different animal. We get into the penalty box and Connor makes a bunch of saves in there. So they're playing a different game at that point. We're playing more of a prevent game, which we don't love. We're on our way, I think, Sean, is the best way to put it. We've got lots of room for growth in it, with and without the puck. I mean, there's some defensive concepts with the puck, too, about what's the next best play to make. They're not always the safest. What's the next smartest play to make? We can get a little better with that, but we've got lots of room to get better.
Paul, the bottom six has taken a few knocks, but a night like this, does it make you, really reinforce that the right personnel is there?
Right, the last three games, I think that Mathias, Kopp, and Tanev, it's not that they have to score, but they have to certainly contribute to your team getting points and winning, and they did that. So tonight they draw Malkin. That's not an easy assignment. The goals are good, but now they're also in that group are some penalty killers that has been much better for us in the last little while. You don't have to score to be a really important player on the team. Brandon Tanev has been a really important player for us lately, and he's got two. But they have to bring something else then. Tonight they had both, scored goals for us, played very well against the Malkin line, killed penalties. Those are huge pieces to a team winning. The bottom six contributing something. And I think that Andrew with Sean, and certainly Hendricks' line, they score and they kill penalties. They're doing more than just taking minutes. They're contributing to the way we play.
Talk about Brendan Lemieux then and what he's offered this club in four games as a pro with the big club.
He can get in on the puck and he can get in on the body and he's not afraid to play in the heavy areas. I think having Matt here you know, Matt's really vocal on the bench and really wired for every shift. And that's true of a stretch of hockey they didn't play because of our penalties and the lines that they came out with. Their line sat for a long time, but he doesn't let them get quiet, right? He keeps them wired in the game. He's a great mentor for him. But he's a heavy guy, and he can skate a little bit. So he gets to the check. He'll get in the forecheck. As he learns his routes and learns the basics of the NHL game, he'll start to look faster and faster.